America's favorite place to watch football is Stadium Swim, located at Circa Resort and Casino in Las Vegas. Catch all the biggest games at a viewing experience built for sports fans. Chill in one of their six pools on three different levels for a perfect view of their massive screen. Plenty of seating options from cozy daybeds to private, temperature-controlled cabanas. Stadium Swim. Book your spot today at CircaLasVegas.com.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Nothing is more important than getting a good night's sleep, and when you don't get the rest you need, your whole day is thrown off. That's why it's so important to choose the right mattress. Sleeping on a Purple mattress is truly a unique experience because Purple mattresses are made with a GelFlex grid. The GelFlex grid is an innovative material that moves with your body to relieve pressure in areas like knees and hips and support in others like your back. It feels soft where you want it and supports where you need it. Purple mattresses instantly adapt when you move. You don't sink in and get stuck like with memory foam. And thanks to over 1,400 air chambers in the GelFlex grid, you will sleep cooler on a Purple mattress. Purple has a wide variety of mattresses, from the original Purple mattress to the Restore Hybrid Collection that combines GelFlex Grid with coils, and the Rejuvenate Luxe Collection, the height of luxury, with over 112,000 five-star reviews to prove it. Visit purple.com to find the perfect purple for you and enter code PODCAST10 to get 10% off.
Let's bring Ron Rivera into this conversation. River Island's guest line, the coach is joining us, who apparently, I bet, had a great weekend. You were out at game day, huh, Coach?
Yeah, I was, man. That was something else to be there. I'll tell you what, those guys do a heck of a job getting everybody all fired up and ready to roll.
And having that at Cal, where you obviously played some time ago, that had to be pretty special for you to see the crowd, the Berkeley kids, the students, and everybody rally behind college football at Cal.
Well, you know what? To me, it was just indicative of the sports fan. And the fact that it gets lost on who they really are at the university, just because, you know, so many of those students are so serious about their academics. But what it does show you is that they do want good football and they do want to come out and support. It's just a matter of having a reason to get out there. And, hey, we saw a pretty good one on Saturday. You know, they had an opportunity to win a football game.
Hell of a game, hell of an experience all the way around. Ron Rivera joining us on Willard and Dibbs. All right, Ron, you're doing the game tomorrow night. I think we'd love to start by just kind of getting your initial thoughts on these two teams and what you've seen so far this year.
Well, you know, it's kind of interesting because Seattle started strong. They were 3-0 and lost two in a row. And what's been interesting is I've been trying to find the connection or the reason as to why. And one of the big things you see is right now it's the inconsistency of what they're doing on defense more than anything else. You do see some things that are on the offensive side that are really kind of showing as well. The running game has been good, but in terms of total yards, but what's a little bit of a misnomer is in the last couple of weeks, most of their running or good piece of their running is coming from the quarterback as he's scrambling it around. So there's a little disconnect right now as far as their offense is concerned. And so because of that, they've lost two. To me, the 49ers still don't know their identity. A big piece of who they are is missing, and that's Christian McCaffrey. I get it, you know, his replacement rushed for over 500 yards so far. But what's crazy about that, though, is look at where they are in the red zone. They were number one last year in the red zone. I believe they're 30th in the red zone this year as far as scoring touchdowns are concerned. So there's a little bit of something there, and I think a big part of it is you miss the diversity of who Christian McCaffrey is, the ability to run the ball and come out of the backfield as a pass-catching threat.
So when you lose Christian McCaffrey, how do you maintain your identity? When you mentioned it, Coach, he's a pass catcher. He's a ball carrier. Jordan Mason's right. Not quite the same. Do you change your identity, or do you try to make your identity still work with the personnel that you have?
Well, I think they try to make it work with the personnel they have. You know, they've just going to have to shuffle in back with better set of hands to come on out. I mean, what Jordan's done has been fabulous. It really has. It's been spectacular. But again, that dual threat when you have one guy out there, you can hide and disguise things a little bit better. And that's what I think is missing a little bit on that offensive side of the ball. Plus a little continuity with the wide receivers. You know, once they all get settled in, I think they're going to be back. I think Brock Purdy's playing solid football for them right now, and you'd like to, you know, have everybody in sync on the same page. And I think now you're going to start seeing it. To me, these next 4 weeks for the entire league, not just, you know, the 49ers and the Seahawks, but this is going to really tell you a lot as to who the contenders really are and who are the pretenders.
Okay, interesting stuff. Ron Rivera joining us here on Willard and Dibs. Like, Coach, I wonder if you had this experience ever with any of one of your teams, which is, hey, we're moving the ball, but then we get to the 15 or the 10-yard line, mm-hmm. and everything stalls. What does that tell you about a team when that's the case?
Well, it does tell you that a piece of what you have is missing. I mean, you know that when Christian McCaffrey is part of what you're doing offensively and you put him back there, the defenses don't know, you know, they can't just clue in on just him and say, okay, when he's in, it's run. When he's in, it's pass. You know what I'm saying? I mean, there's always that dual threat. So because of that, you can't call your defenses accordingly. Now all of a sudden you start bringing guys in, so, oh, this is a pass catcher. Oh, this is the runner. So now you can kind of zero in a little bit. And I know Kyle's doing everything he can to mix it up and give different looks. But when you have the guy that's used to doing it, the guy that knows how to do it, that, and Christian, that's a big loss for them right now.
Is that really Kyle Shanahan's biggest advantage, is his use of not only personnel where you have you know, two running backs, two tight ends, whatever, you can have Juszczyk, a pass catcher, Debo running back. Yep. Is that what Kyle does better by personnel and by scheme than anyone else?
I think it's one of the best things he does. I'm not going to say better, because you look at some of the things that, you know, that they do in L.A. with the Rams, they do in Miami with the Dolphins, although they're struggling a little bit. But guys that can come in and have those different personalities out there, those different skill sets, that makes it tough for the defenses to clue in on you. It really does. That's what Kyle's done so well the last several years, and why he's had so many successes. He knows how to use his guys and get the most out of them.
Ron, I got two Christian McCaffrey questions for you, because you coached him right out of the gate in his career. All right, so first, have you talked to him this year?
I haven't had the opportunity to show. I've been so busy. It's one of those things, you know, I used to say, man, I don't have the time to do things I want to do when I was coaching. Now, all of a sudden, I'm working in the media, and I don't have the time to do the things I want to do.
Time, right? I mean, right? Yep. Yeah, so Ron Rivera, who's calling the game tomorrow night. My next question was, based on what's happened in his career, Christian is one of those players that at times gets the injury-prone label. When he was with you, he never missed a game, and we know his attitude. But is that fair? What's your perspective?
Well, the thing about Christian, more than anything else, is he gives you everything he got. He puts it all on the line, and we had to try to slow him down. Now, I was very fortunate to have him, but I was only there three seasons with him, and we used to have to take him off the practice field. And it wouldn't be surprise me if it's a little bit of wear and tear showing right now. But to be quite honest, this break right now might be one of the best things going on for him. And if it's, you know, if hopefully in the next couple of weeks he's back out there, I think you guys will see a rejuvenated guy that's going to come out and really be a lot more fresh than everybody else at the right time for the 49ers.
We've talked a lot about the idea of a Super Bowl hangover, and I know they didn't win the Super Bowl, but they played 20 games last year. They went deep in the season. How challenging is it for a team to go to the final game and then bounce back again and try to ramp it up again?
It's very challenging, very, very challenging, because first of all, you got to understand there's an emotional portion of it that nobody understands, okay? And they've done this, and it's happened mostly to the NFC teams. Okay, it happened to us when I was in Carolina in 2015. We get to the Super Bowl, we lose, and so we lose the Super Bowl. You got to live with that all the way up until the end of May, beginning of June, and then the new schedule comes out, and then we became the first team in like 25 years to have to play the opening game against your Super Bowl opponent. So for the next 5 months or 4 months, whatever it is, we lived it every day. Well, you know, you're opening up with Denver. It's a revenge game. And what you have to be careful is you put so much energy into winning that first game, into starting fast, that all of a sudden you lose, which we lost by a missed kick on the at the end of the game as the clock ticked down. We missed it wide right, and we had to live with that as well. So there's a big emotional drain on the players to begin with. You know, not just physical, but it's emotional. It does get a little bit into your psyche when stuff like that happens.
Ron, it's week six. We've already seen a coach get fired in the league. Kyle Shanahan goes to the NFC title game every year, but the heat is on him every week, especially after a loss when things don't go right. What is your thought on the way pressure comes at head coaches these days, and is it worse than it used to be?
Oh, it's worse. It's definitely worse. It's not just on the coaches, but on the players as well, and there's a thing called social media that really does drive a lot of it, which and a lot of that's unfair because people that start things and say things are people that aren't in the know, that don't understand, that have never been in those shoes, or really don't have any connection. But they just throw stuff up against the wall, and it sticks. And it does. And it's very unfair. I mean, for what Kyle Shanahan has done in his tenure so far in San Francisco, there's probably 24 teams or 22 teams that would die to have a guy like him running their organization right now. So people ask me, hey, everybody just calm down. Give him an opportunity. Things change and happen in the next 4 to 5 weeks. That first week is really just kind of finding out who you are. There hasn't been a lot of great football played in those first few weeks. You're just starting to see it. I think last couple of weeks, you started to see things start coming to their own. You know, and it's interesting because, you know, you look at the Commanders and the way they started. Well, you know, Jaden Daniels, that quarterback, started hot from the beginning and has been able to sustain it. Caleb Williams, his first couple of games weren't very impressive, but now you're starting to see him come to life. And this is happening throughout the league for every other team. It's just starting to happen. The teams are just starting to gel. And those that are contenders are going to start stepping up, and you're going to see it. These next few weeks, I think, are going to be telltales as to exactly who teams are going to be.
Yeah, and if the cream really rises, then this team, the Niners, heading into the bye, should be one that does rise. I'm thinking about who hit the ground running, and I can't help but think about Fred Warner of the 49ers. And you had Luke Kuechly on your team. How would you compare these two as elite linebackers?
That's exactly it. They're elite linebackers. They lead their team. They're the air traffic controllers on what goes on in defense. I mean, they're directing people. They're making calls. They're making checks. You know, they're setting the tone and tempo when it comes to practices and meetings. You know, when you practice and play the way those guys do, the other players around them, they raise their standards. They raise who they are because of guys like that. And that's what I see from Fred. I see a guy that's a high-action, high-impact type guy that other players feed off of. And it's, you know, you're very fortunate when you got a guy like that, leading your defense.
All right, so Ron Rivera, who again is calling the game tomorrow night, I mean, based on the comments you're making about how things are just starting to come together and become evident, how do you sort of see the matchup at this time?
Well, it's going to be a real interesting matchup because, again, if you go back to last season, San Francisco, Baltimore, and you look at what Mike McDaniels did defensively and how he attacked the 49ers offense, you know, I think the intrigue is going to be real interesting because, you know, this is what the big matchup is to me as far as I'm concerned. I know it's both teams are playing each other, but I think it's two really good young minds. You know, Kyle Shanahan on the offensive side, Mike McDaniel on the defensive side, as to who's going to win. I'll tell you what, the players will settle this game for us.
Short week, what do you do as a head coach between licking your wounds after a disappointing Sunday loss and getting ready for a Thursday road game?
Well, the big plus is both teams are licking their wounds. So, again, that right now should be a moot point because both teams have gone through it. The hard part, obviously, is they had to travel today, probably traveled sometime late in the afternoon so they can have a good walkthrough. But I was reading some of Kyle's comments. It sounds like they're just keeping things simple. They're probably using a portion of what they had installed last week and carried it over to this week. I think that they did well in the game. They're probably going to want to use again as well. And then every now and then he's probably had two or three wrinkles. But I promise you this. This past offseason, Kyle Shanahan and his offensive coaches got together and said, well, Mike McDonald's now in our division. We need to prepare for this. You know, for what he does defensively, I promise you they prepared for it. And then when they found out that they were playing on a Thursday night, it was going to be a short week. They probably worked on during training camp some shorter version of what they want to use going in against these guys.
Coach, earlier in the conversation, you made a reference to a couple of the 49er players kind of needing to ramp up at the beginning of the year, and I assume you're referencing guys like Brandon Ayuk and Trent Williams who missed the most, if not all, of camp. What's the thought there from a coaching perspective because the Niners now 2 years in a row have had some major names miss camp. And so there's a lot of curiosity about the process of contract negotiations. How damaging is that when a player misses camp?
It is damaging. It's tough. It's tough for those guys to get back in the sink. Now, you can tell me, and again, knowing who both those guys are, I promise you they're in phenomenal shape. But there is a thing called football shape, and that makes a difference. It really does. And because, while you're lifting weights, you're not being pulled and pushed and torqued and turned and twisted. That's what happens on the football field. Things are completely different. As far as that's concerned, as far as catching the ball, the route running and the timing is so important between you and the quarterback, between you and the other receivers. Because a lot of the routes that they run are complementary to other receivers. And again, if you're running a high-low and you're the low portion, you don't want to be so far ahead of the guy running the dig behind you that the safety can pass you off and get right back into the throwing lane. So there's all these little things that they've got to be able to work back in. And that is one of the things that worries you. Again, guys that they deserve to get paid. I believe me, Trent Williams, I think, is the best tackle in the league, especially for what Kyle Shanahan does and is very important. Brandon Ayuk is a threat and a guy that needs to be on the field. And again, once those guys have really kind of come together, and I think they're there, I really do. I think this is the time that we should really start to see them play well.
And hopefully it comes tomorrow night for 49er fans. I'm wondering how much you've delved into Seattle and what they did last week where Kenneth Walker, who's been such an effective running back, got just 5 carries on the day. What do you think was the Seattle thought in a game against New York where they only gave their bell cow 5 carries?
Yeah, that was surprising, to be honest with you. I was a little bit surprised as far as that was concerned. And I talked about, the big thing that's changed is in the first 3 games, they were running the ball. I mean, they really ran the ball well. In the last 2 games, the quarterback has been one of their primary ball carriers in terms of yards gained running the ball. And that's a little bit of out of character for who they want to be, especially with the way they started.
Coach, next week we are blessed with the opportunity of getting to do a show from John Madden's studio here in the Bay Area.
Wow.
Yeah, do you have a favorite Madden story from through the years?
America's favorite place to watch football is Stadium Swim, located at Circa Resort and Casino in Las Vegas. Catch all the biggest games at a viewing experience built for sports fans. Chill in one of their 6 pools on 3 different levels for a perfect view of their massive screen. Plenty of seating options from cozy daybeds to private, temperature-controlled cabanas. Stadium Swim. Book your spot today at CircaLasVegas.com.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Nothing is more important than getting a good night's sleep, and when you don't get the rest you need, your whole day is thrown off. That's why it's so important to choose the right mattress. Sleeping on a Purple mattress is truly a unique experience because Purple mattresses are made with a GelFlex grid. The GelFlex grid is an innovative material that moves with your body to relieve pressure in areas like knees and hips and support in others like your back. It feels soft where you want it and supports where you need it. Purple mattresses instantly adapt when you move. You don't sink in and get stuck like with memory foam. And thanks to over 1,400 air chambers in the GelFlex grid, you will sleep cooler on a Purple mattress. Purple has a wide variety of mattresses, from the original Purple mattress to the Restore Hybrid Collection that combines GelFlex Grid with coils, and the Rejuvenate Luxe Collection, the height of luxury, with over 112,000 five-star reviews to prove it. Visit purple.com to find the perfect purple for you and enter code PODCAST10 to get 10% off.
I was very fortunate. I got a great story. So it was after my second year as a head coach in the league. My first year we were 5-11. My second year we were 7-9, and we were progressing and we finished very strong my second year. So each year I would sit down with the owner, go through the season that just happened, and then talk about what we wanted to do go forward and how we wanted to get better. And as I finished the conversation, I said to him, I said, you know, one of the things that I need to do is I need to find somebody I can communicate with and talk with. I mean, you know, I was 3-13 in games decided by one score or less. And that's how close we were to being a better team. But I needed to know how to get myself over the hump to help get the team over the hump. Well, I was talking with Jerry Richardson, the former owner of the Panthers, and he looked at me and says, Ron, you know John Madden. Why don't you reach out for him? Give him a call. He'd be a great mentor for you. And I said, really, you think so? He said, absolutely. In fact, he had his number. He was ready for this conversation. He pulled his number out and gives it to me and says, give Coach a call. So I called Coach Madden right after I got done with this meeting. I went in my office, called him, and he and I talked for about 5 minutes. And I said, Coach, I'd love to be able to come out and see you, speak with you, just talk football. And you know, if you could help mentor me. He said, Ron, I'd love to do it. Hey, I hear you're 3-13 in games decided by score or less. He said, why don't you go back, look at those games, and see what you could have done different. Well, yeah, he told me that, so shoot, I went to work. I pulled those 13 games I lost. We had lost, and I started looking at them. I started breaking them down. I wrote this 20-page report, and this immaculate report about time management and choosing whether to punt or kick or go for it, all these kind of things. And so I get to his office the following week, and we sit down, and we start talking, and we're BSing a little bit, and you know, just talking ball and stuff. And finally I said, hey, I got that report you wanted me to do. And he looked at me and goes, what do you mean, what report? I said, the one on me being 3-13 on games decided by a score or less. He said, look at me, he goes, that wasn't for me, that was for you. What'd you get? What'd you learn from it? I punted here and I kicked here, and you know, it's kind of going by the book. And he looked at me and he said, Ron, what book? I said, what are you talking about? I said, what book? There is no book. I said, well, you know, I punted when you should have punted. I kicked when you should have. Ron, there is no book. You know enough football that these are the things that you should consider doing, going for it on fourth down, making the big plays happening. It's okay to blitz in certain situations and take your best shot instead of sitting back, stuff like that. But you know it better. And what happened was it made me realize that what I was doing was the safe thing. It's what everybody expected you to do. And that's when I started going and thinking about fourth down situations. And so the next year opens up, and in our first game at home against the Giants, we went for it twice. And on the first drive, we went for it on fourth down twice. In fact, the last one was fourth and one, and we score. And as the offense is coming off the field, Cam Newton looks at me and says, Coach, thanks for believing in us. And I'm telling you, it's like, and that's when everything turned around. We went 13-3 that year and won the division for like the first time in 8 or 9 years. And a big part of it was having, you know, John Madden sit there and mentor me and talk to me and show me how to do things.
So are you telling us that basically John Madden is behind why you're called Riverboat Ron?
Yeah, that's exactly it. That's exactly, because what happened was, you know, I did it again in another game against Minnesota. I went for it twice on fourth down in the first drive. In fact, it was 4th-and-3 the last time from the goal, you know, goal to go. And we ran a shovel pass to Michael Tolbert, and he caught it and ran it in for a touchdown, and we win that game. And they asked some fans, so, hey, what did you think of Ron Rivera going for it on fourth down? And this one guy said, well, I'll tell you what, old Coach Rivera, man, he was out there like a riverboat gambler, that riverboat Ron, and that's how it started.
That's so great.
There it is.
Fantastic. And a tie-in with John Madden. Well, we are really looking forward to being out there next Wednesday, and I really appreciate that story because it encapsulates exactly John Madden and his influence on many people in football.
Oh, without a doubt. Without a doubt. And one of the really great things is when you win a game, by playing hard physical football, and he calls you and says, hey, Ron, that was quality football. Man, that just lit me up. That was one of the best phone calls I've ever received.
Woo! Good stuff. Hey, Ron, have a great call tomorrow night, and thank you so much.
All right, guys. Appreciate you. Thank you.
Okay, thank you.
There's sports betting, and then there's Circa Las Vegas, an adults-only sports watching nirvana. Now you can watch up to 19 games at the world's largest sports book on a 78-million-pixel, three-story mega screen. Plus, it's always spectator season at America's largest pool amphitheater, Stadium Swim. Stadium Swim is open 365 days a year and features all sports on an epic 143-foot screen. Book your reservation at CircaLasVegas.com. Circa Las Vegas, this is sports the way it should be.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance, too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Presented by T-Mobile, the official wireless partner of Odyssey Sports. With an awesome network and great savings, there's never been a better time to join T-Mobile. Visit your neighborhood store to make the switch today.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly!
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Struggling with mental health shouldn't be the norm. At Mindful Therapy Group, we specialize in connecting you with compassionate therapists to find the perfect fit for you. Mindful Therapy Group accepts most health insurances. Visit mindfultherapygroup.com to start your mental health journey today.